and the leader of the Whig Party, Waleed Ghani, joins us now. Welcome back to The Daily Politics. Following the collapse of the original Whig Party, you say that the cause of progress was taken up by the Liberal Party, then by the Labour Party. So why do we need the Whig Party back again?
The cause of progress, or Whiggishness in the UK, it's been taken up by a number of parties. You've had the Liberal Party and the Labour Party. In the 80s, you had the SDP. And in the 90s, you had New Labour. And it's our belief that no party really is occupying that progressive space anymore at the centre of our politics, which is being defined by the Tories and by UKIP, and Labour and the Liberal Democrats don't really have any answers for a lot of people who are outside their core vote.
Right, so which policies would identify the Whig Party in contrast to the other parties that you've named?
I think you've just named them, being pro-EU, pro-immigration and pro-gender equality.
Well, the Liberal Democrats are pro-EU. The Labour Party would say they're pro-EU.
They would when it suits them, but they're not as confident about how they put this across. And particularly when it comes to immigration, when it suits the Labour Party to print those mugs saying controlling immigration, they will. And there's not a confident voice to particularly stand up for things like renters' rights, social justice. I mean, you mentioned the Liberal Democrats. The Liberal Democrats, and I don't want to criticise another party too much here, but they're the party who signed up to the bedroom tax, tuition fees and secret courts and all the rest of it.
Well, you mentioned immigration. So the target that was set, the net migration target set by the Conservatives, presumably you disagreed with that target being set in the first place.
What I disagree with is the Tories backtracking on immigration. So the immigration levels we have at the moment are sensible and sustainable, and the Tories should be proud of
that. So the net migration target, which I think is now, or rather, sorry, level, is around 285,000. That is sustainable in
Europe? Of course it is, and Britain...
Would you like to have more, a higher level?
I couldn't possibly say at this point, but what I am saying is that the levels we have at the moment are sensible and sustainable, and they enrich our country.
What do you say to that, Suzanne?
I can't see. In what way are they sensible and sustainable? You know, we've got so many, tens of thousands of parents couldn't get a school place for their child. That's just one example.
That's not an immigration issue.
That's
a public services issue.
We need to build one house every 7 minutes just to handle the numbers of new immigrants.
I'm not really sure how you come up with that number, Suzanne.
You cannot have 300,000 people net coming into the country every year and call it sustainable.
Why not? You know, why not?
Well, because you can't build houses quick enough, you can't create school places quick enough,
you
can't get the doctor's appointment.
And you can.
Well, how? Because I don't think, you know, I read your manifesto this morning and you make all these lovely glib promises, but you don't actually have any answers as to how you're going to cope with those supply issues.
We talk about house building, we talk about the NHS, we talk about schools. I mean,
but you don't have any answers. You say how much you support them and how much you want to see them happen, but there's absolutely no detail in your very short manifesto about how you're going to achieve any of this.
Well, because there's only four of us standing. And we're not going to form a government in this election. But what we're saying is that there are millions of people out there who fundamentally disagree with what your party is about and feel very threatened by it.
I think a lot of people,
and if you let me finish, sorry.
And want
a party that stands up for values, stands up for the good stuff, progress, reform, optimism, confidence, and frankly, stands up to UKIP.
Do you, I mean,
well, I did get the impression, actually, reading your manifesto, that it was a sort of anti-UKIP manifesto.
Well, nobody,
I will be honest,
nobody else is putting that manifesto out.
All right, well,
but there
was something,
I agreed with in it, too.
All right, but on that note,
who was the last Whig Prime Minister?
It was Palmerston back in 1859.
That was his first administration. By his second, he'd become a Liberal.
Well, he had.
There you go, could be a straw in the wind.